Chazal tell us that the chayik of the paraduma is that it's metame tahirim or metahir tmei. Try to understand in Rosh Hashem the nature of this chayik. That's Aleph. Beis. Chazal tell us, darshaning the fact that Misas Miriam is placed next to the paraduma. Chazal tell us, in the same way that the Para Aduma is Mechaperes, so too Misa Tzadikim is Mechaper. So the question that Mefarshim raise is, Para Aduma is not the only Avoda which is Mechaper. In fact, the Mefarshim raise the following point, is that since when do we know that Para Aduma is Mechaper? It's Metaher, but who says that it's Mechaper? Bakoponim, Chazal say Para Aduma is Mechaper. And from there we learn Misa Tzadikim is Mechaper from Misa Miriam. But we have to understand as well, why was the Misa of Miriam chosen for the Drasha? There must be a direct correlation between the Paraduma and the death of Miriam in particular. Furthermore, once we're on the topic of Miriam, there's a few things which should be understood. Chazal tell us regarding the Tzaras of Miriam, that the whole machina waited 7 days for her to become tohar. Why? In the schar that she waited for Moshe by the river, so they waited for her as well. So try to understand this ba'imek a little bit. Also, the Medrash points out that the death of Misa, the Misa of Miriam, took place on Yud Nisan. Every date is significant. Let's try to understand why Dafka that date was chosen. And about the death of Miriam, once we're exploring the whole death of Miriam as it pertains to Paraduma, so Chazal make a drasha to learn that, as we know, Moshe was zeicha to Misas Nashika, so too was Miriam as well. And that's what I'm from Gzeir Shava. It says the word Sham by the Misa of Moshe, and the word Sham by the Misa of Miriam. Vatamas Sham Miriam, Vayamas Sham Moshe, Sham Sham, to teach us that Miriam was also zeicha to this death called Misas Nashika. So to begin, let's try to understand a little bit the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke against Moshe, Sugya, which we explored a few weeks ago. And just to understand, according to this Mahalach, the Lashon Hara of Miriam against Moshe. We know Miriam was the one, Chazal tell us, that after Amram divorced Yocheved, she told her father Amram that you're worse than Paro. Paro was gezer on the Zacharim, only on the males, and by divorcing our mother, you can't have any children, not even girls, so you're worse than Paro, you're being gezer even on the Nekevis. Amram accepted that taina, he remarried Yocheved, and then Moshe was born. So we see that Amram divorced Yocheved. It would seem that when Miriam saw, he heard the Nevuah of Eldad Umedad, that they said, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnes. So the Arizal already pointed out the connection, as we spoke in previous weeks, between this Nevuah of Eldad Umedad and the Lashon Hara of Miriam against Moshe. So the Arizal explains that since she heard that Moshe would die, Ve'ein Misa Beluchet, so she was tole the death of Moshe and this chet which she came up with, was that Moshe divorced Tzipira. So it seems that part of the taina that Miriam had on Moshe in divorcing Tzipora was that he was mimicking that which Amram did to Yocheved. Of course, Moshe saw Amram as his Rebbe, as his father, as a great person, somebody who looked up to. And Miriam said that Amram didn't do the right thing by divorcing Yocheved. But Haraya, I stood up, and because of my taina to Amram, he remarried Yocheved. And here Moshe was doing the same thing. However, the Gemara points out that Moshe, yes, he didn't midaita, because Baruch Hu was masking. But she saw only that Moshe was doing a midaita. There's a toast like this in Shabbos and Peiches. Al Kopanim, Miriam was the one who stood up and she said, you're worse than power. He's goyzer on the Zacharim, you're goyzer even on the Nekevis. And from there, Moshe was born. Here too, Miriam had a similar time to Moshe. You're goyzer on the Nekevis by divorcing Tzipora. Why? Because Moshe had two sons, he didn't have a girl. And Amram had a boy and a girl that didn't have another son. What comes out is that we know that there are two shitas in the Tanoim as to how one is Yotzi the Mitzvah Puravu, Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. Beis Shimel requires two boys, Beis Hillel requires a boy and a girl. And part of the Taina that Miriam had to Aaron is that, listen, you have an Aaron, you have a Miriam, you're Yotzi maybe according to Beis Hillel, but you're not according to Beis Shammai. And then he took back his wife, and he had Moshe, and for Moshe he was Mekam the Mitzvah even according to Beis Shammai. What's interesting is that it could be that Miriam is saying to Moshe, you're only Yotzi according to Beis Shammai, but you're not Yotzi according to Beis Hillel. Moshe is the mocker from where we know that you're Yotzi with two boys, because the Gemara tells us that Beis Hillel learns out a boy and a girl from Adam HaRishon and Chava. Those are like Hashem's children, Kivyachal. Moshe is the mocker for two boys, the fact that he had Eliezer and Gershon. But it could be that's the Tain of Miriam. Tain of Miriam is, you're Goyze even on the Nikilus. Eldad and Menah were the ones who were Misnavi, Moshe Meis, and therefore it's not a coincidence that they were the ones who were born in the interim of the divorce between Amram and Yocheved. Chazal tell us, Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, that when Amram divorced Yocheved, Yocheved went ahead and she married a man named El Tzafan, and from El Tzafan she had Eldad Umedad. So it was in that tzkufa, in that divorce between Amram and Yocheved, that Eldad Umedad were born, and they were the ones who were being Misnavim, Moshe Meis. So she connected the Misnavim, which is Eldad Umedad, and their Nevu of Moshe Meis. Why did it come from them? Why didn't it come from any Bills? It must be that it's a Taina that Moshe divorced Tzipora in the same way that Amram divorced Yocheved, from which Eldad and Medad were born. Understand? So that's the nature of the Lashon Hara of Miriam against Moshe. Now, why did she speak the Lashon Hara? But the Pshat is because through the Lashon Hara, the Chovas HaLevavos has a klal which says that when a person speaks Lashon about another person, they give away their Zechuyos to the person they speak about. And the zechuyos of the other person come to the hands of the one who was misaper lashon hara. So we may have explained a few weeks ago, but now again, that the reason for the lashon hara of Miriam was because she knew the greatness of Moshe, and she went on the line for Moshe to speak lashon hara that whatever din misa was chal on Moshe from Moshe Meis, she wanted to accept it upon herself. She attributed it to this. She had to come up with something because it really wasn't the reason why Moshe, you know. He's higher than, he's in the Oilam Bifnei Atzmei Moshe Rabbeinu. She's mekabel upon herself the Misa of Moshe. That's the inyan of the Lashon Hara of Miriam. Now, where did Miriam learn to do such a thing? Such an avaida that she put herself on the line for Moshe Rabbeinu to speak Lashon Hara in order to accept upon herself Moshe's Zar Misa? L'chayv, she learned that from Moshe himself. Because when Moshe was in the river, so Basya came, and Chazal say she was coming either to Lehizgayir or because she had Saras. And the Zohar tells us that as soon as she laid hands on the basket of Moshe, so she had a refuah from her Saras. So what's the pshat? How did she have a refuah from her Saras? So the pshat is that it's not that Moshe magically caused it to go away. Moshe accepted upon himself the Saras of Basya. That's Pshat and Pasuk, Vihine Nar Baicha. The child was crying. Why was the child crying? The reason why he was crying was because until now, he didn't have any tzaras. But as soon as she touched the basket, he started to cry, because he accepted upon himself a tzaras. And that tzaras lasted until Moshe came to the Sinai. The Zohar tells us that Hashem tells Moshe, Shal Ne'alachem Yeraglecha, take off your shoes. The Zohar says, it doesn't just mean shoes, it means your body. It says, take off this body, which is metumah, because of the tzaras of Bas Parai, and accept upon yourself, I'm giving you a new guf, a new body. So that's when Moshe got that new guf. But we see the meat of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he had such an avos Yisrael. The Gemara says, Moshe oyv Yisrael haya, vayar b'sev loisem. He was willing to accept upon himself the suffering of the Jewish people. And that's something which Miriam learned from Moshe, this avayda. We find the same midah by Moshe as well, that when Dasan and Aviram were fighting with each other, I should say even before that, when the Mitzri was beating up Dasan, so it says Moshe, he killed the Mitzri, buried him, and he actually put his life on the line for Dasan, because look what happened. Paro found out and wanted to kill Moshe. Didn't think that it would come from Dasan himself, that he would tattletale on Moshe. But that was the matzav of Bnei Yisrael at the time, at least Dasan. And Moshe, again, he put himself in Safek Sakana in order to save Dasa. And it could be that Dasa had a taina al pidin, misamcha le'ish sar v'shayfiz aleinu, the Gemara records, his, the Torah records his taina, there's something very deep in what he's saying. But before we get to that, let's go back to understanding Paraduma and to try to plug in this yesod of what it means to be makabel upon oneself, another person suffering, and to stick that into the Paraduma and to go back to our questions. So we said, we asked the question, there's a chukas para of metami toharim metahit me. What is the chayk of that? It could be that the fact that that happens is not what the chayk is, because we can explain it. The reason why there's a switch which takes place is because the people who are involved in the process of the paraduma, they become tame because the person who has the avi avos hatuma, who is metame meis, they, meaning the ones who are involved, accept upon themselves the tuma of that person. That's what takes place. So, what's the mechanism? And so, Jemai asked the question. So, if they're accepting upon themselves the tuma of meis, so then they would also have to have a paraduma. So then the cycle is endless. But there's a concept, though, that once it bounces and it goes from one place to the next place, it already diminishes in its koach. Let's say, for example, when it comes to bishul on Shabbos. So there's a kli rishon. A kli rishon is mevashel, and it's usher to cook in a kli rishon on Shabbos. But as soon as it goes into a kli sheni is in a mevashel. As soon as it gets moved from one place to the next, it weakens the koach of the tumah. So that's what happened. That's the process. So therefore, what's the chayk of paraduma? The chayk of paraduma is not how it works. The chayk is how a person reaches a madrega that he's able to do that, to accept upon himself another person's suffering. And that's when Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti echkam avihir chaykem imeni. He says, I thought I would understand it with wisdom, but it's far from me. It's not that the musig is far, it's that the avoda is far. To be on the madrega of somebody like Moshe, that he has such a deep avos yisrael, that he's makabel upon himself, the other persons. So that's something which he looked at and he said, that's a madrega, which is something which is hafdeh. So with this we can explain the inyan of Miriam. So we already pointed out the connection that Bnei Yisrael waited for Miriam when she spoke Lashon Hara and had Saras. And Chazal say they waited for her because she waited for Moshe. And there's this parallel that Chazal are drawing between Miriam by the river with Moshe and Basia and the Saras of Miriam. So what Chazal are highlighting is the following point. That the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke, as we said before, was because she was going on the line from Moshe and accepting upon herself the Misa of Moshe, and that's why she had Saras, because of Mitzaris Chashav Kames. Where did she learn that from? Teres says that she learned that from Moshe and Basia. That when she was looking and she saw that as soon as Basia put her hand on the basket, Moshe accepted that Saras upon himself. So that's why the Chazal is saying that in the same way she learned from Moshe himself to take the Saras of Basia, it's from that place that Chazal say that we waited for Miriam. It's not just because. It's from that moment that she learned that midah, and because of that midah, that's why the Klai Yisrael waited for her as well. With this, we can understand the Gzeira Shava of Sham Sham. We said that the Misa of Miriam is Sham, and the Misa of Moshe is Sham. Chazal say Gzeira Shava, she was Zeichet Tineshika. L'char, why was she Zeichet Tineshika? Like you pointed out a couple weeks ago, the mouth which spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe should be kissed. How it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood the mouth of Miriam, that it was completely the Shem Shaman, that she spoke the Lashon Hara as a to'elus from Moshe to accept upon herself that Misa. So immediately, yes, in the Misa itself that she accepted upon herself from Moshe, those are the lips which are going to be kissed. But the Gzeira Shavah is telling us much more than just that connection. Chazal is saying that this wasn't the Misa of Miriam, this is the Misa of Moshe. That's why she had the Misa of Moshe, because it is the Misa of Moshe. Since she accepted upon herself the Misa of Moshe, that's why there's a Gzeira Shavah. Sham, sham, to say it's not just the Misa of Miriam, it's the Misa of Moshe that she accepted upon herself. That's the Misa of Miriam. So Asar B'Nisan. Asar B'Nisan is the Yortzeit of Miriam. And we know that Asar B'Nisan, the Shabbos HaGadol, that was the day that the Yidim took the Korban Pesach. And the whole inyan of the Korban Pesach was, as the Medrash explains, is that really Klai Yisrael in the Mitzrayim, there was no difference. That if Hashem made a Makas Bechores on the Bechori Mitzrayim, we should have derived it on the Yidin also. But through the Korban Pesach, what it did is that it took the Misa, which was supposed to be Chal on Bnei Yisrael, and made it Chal on the Korban Pesach instead. So really, there was a Gzeira on both on the Mitzrayim and also the Bechori Yisrael. But by bringing the Korban Pesach, it was chal on the Korban Pesach. So that's the reason why the Misa of Miriam is on that day of Yisrael ben Nissan, because the Shoresh of Yitzias Mitzrayim took place because the Seh took upon itself the Misa of the Bechor Yisrael, and that was the Mida of Miriam as well. Another time we find Asar ben Nisan is going to be relevant to the sugyas when it comes to Purim. Because we know that less man than the other Lashon Bishna Kahaman. Haman was the master of Lashon Hara. And he came in to speak Lashon Hara against Mordechai, hoping that he would be able to kill Mordechai and hang him on the gallows. However, when he spoke Lashon Hara about Mordechai, so the Melech, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, says, bring out the Sefer HaZichronis. I want to look in the Sefer HaZichronis. Is there anybody who I owe a taiva to? Now, what's the Sefer HaZichronis? So we explained maybe earlier this year, 2-3 years ago, that the Sefer HaZichronis refers to the Shisha Zechiris that we're chayav to say every single day. And one of the Shish Zechiris every day is Zachar Isa Sherasa Hashem Elokecha LeMiriam B'Deirach B'Tzeis HaMitzrayim. And note, the Pasuk doesn't say to remember the Lashon Hara, it says remember what Hashem did to Miriam. What that means, what Hashem did to Miriam means, remember that Hashem gave Miriam Mises Nashika because of the Lashon Hara which she spoke against Moshe. It's supposed to teach us how to speak Lashon Hara to protect the Tzaddik. That's what we're supposed to remember about Miriam. So here Haman comes and he wants to speak Lashon Hara in the month that Moshe died, in the month of Adar, which he was so excited about. And Hashem says, oh, you're trying to kill the Tzaddik Mordechai like Moshe died because of Lashon Hara of Miriam? You have a precedent. Haman says, I see that Miriam killed Moshe through Lashon Hara. I can kill Mordechai through Lashon Hara too. Bring out the Sefer HaZichronis. Let's compare your Lashon Hara with that Lashon Hara. Your Lashon Hara is just vicious against Mordechai. That's not the Lashon Hara I see here. I see here that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara in order to protect Moshe, to give him life. And that's what the Gemara says, that he knew that Moshe died, but he didn't know Moshe was born. He didn't know that through the Lashon Hara of Miriam, that she didn't kill Moshe because of Lashon Hara, she gave life to Moshe because of the Lashon Hara. So Hashem says, oh, I remember the Lashon Hara of Miriam trying to copy? Well, let's look what happened. By the Lashon Hara which she spoke against Moshe, everything which is supposed to happen to Moshe happened to Miriam. That's exactly what Hashem did to Haman. Okay, you're speaking Lashon Hara of Miriam, everything which is supposed to happen to Moshe, which is Mordechai, is going to happen to you. And that's exactly what happened. He was hung on the gallows. Exactly what Miriam did happened to Haman as well. Why is that Yud Nisan? Because Yud Nisan is the day of the Petir of Miriam, but the 7 days of Avelis, 7 days of Avelis, which means that it ends on Yud Zayin Nisan. This Lashon Hara of Purim with Haman and Mordechai took place on Tes Zayin Nisan, which is within the 7 days of Avelis of Miriam. So it wasn't just the Pshat take out the Sefer Zichronis. It was in the days of Avelis where Hashem is remembering Miriam and the Misa of Miriam. So Mamela was already his service in his man. But since there was a Hisaris in his man, Mamela, exactly what's supposed to happen to Haman happened to him because of Lashon Hara of Miriam. So we spoke about, therefore we understand, going back to the original Chazal, why did Chazal say that we'll learn out from Paraduma that it's Mechaper to the Misa of Tzadikim, which is Dafka Miriam. Why Dafka Paraduma? Why Dafka Misa Miriam? Because the whole inyan of the Misa Miriam was that she was Mechabal upon herself, the Misa of Maisha. And the whole inyan of the Paraduma is that the people who are involved, those who become Tameh, is because they Mechabal upon themselves the Tumah of the one who is Tameh. It's the same exact Yisoid. And the Pelas had to get to such a Madriga. That we can understand. That a person should be Zeichet to such a Madriga that he puts himself second and another person first, that's the Emes, the Soid of Paradigm. And just to go even further, going back to Moshe and Dasan, one last point. So, it could be that Dasan even had a tain against Moshe Al-Pidin. Is it Takamutta for a person to put his life in Sakana to save another person? So the post can point out that there's a Mashmos perhaps from the Gemara Yerushalmi, the Radvaz puts this in the Tshuva, which it may imply that a person, it's from a story, that a person is chayiv to put his life in Safek Sakana in order to save a person from Misa Vadai. Now, the Mefarshim go wild on this Radvaz, and what comes out, you can take a look in Yechav Adas, I think it's in Chedek Dalet Peivav, or maybe it's in, I think that's where it is, where Rav Avadia, and he has Tshuvas also in Yabi Oim, a very long Tshuvas about this. What comes out is that you can't say that al pi halacha that a person is chayiv to put his life in safek sakana to help somebody else. It could be that it's even usr. However, it's mutter and it's considered to be a mitzvah if a person does it with midas chasidus. So al pi din it could be usr. But if a person goes ahead and does it anyways, then it's a mitzvah and a midas. How do you bring the two things together? That's the secret of paraduma. It depends on your madriga. If you're coming in asking the shayla, it's like kana and pogimba. It's halacha vein morin kain, yeah? It's like you don't tell the person to do it, but if he goes in and he does it, then he's a pinchas. But you don't say al pi halacha, you can ask the kasha, it's going to be usher. But if you do, you're a gevaldik chassid. That in itself is a chayk paradigma, such a thing. And that was a tiny of dasan. What are you doing, Moshe? You saved me, ishkayach. But you put yourself on the line in order to save me? You're not allowed to do that al pi halacha. That's his taina. What he doesn't understand is that Moshe comes from a place of amidas chassidus, which is much, much higher than that. But you have to be masig the inyan. You have to have the hasag in that inyan, how it is that a person puts up his life in order to save another Jew. That side is something which is niskalat the tzaddikim, such an inyan. Like we have a maisa with the Zira Choyver. Schosi Yogin Alenu's Yortze was just recently, in Dafkin this week's. But the Zira Choyver, the maisa is that there was a woman who was in child labor and she was going through a very difficult time, Sakanas Nefashas, and they were masking her by him. And he said that he went to the mikvah, he had to make a hole in the ice, and he went into the mikvah to be toivel and whatever his yichudim to save her. And he was having a hard time coming out and finding the hole to come out. And he says that he was mekabel upon himself, that I'm mekabel misa in order that the mother and the woman should live, and the baby should live. And as soon as he was mekabel upon himself misa, for the woman and for the child, all of a sudden the hole opened up and he was able to come out and he lived. So his son-in-law pointed out, you would probably think that this neshama of this baby who lived was some very, very... He says, there wasn't a bigger paishe in the whole town than this child. But still his love for every single Jew was so great that he was put himself, the tzaddik hador, his life on the line to be matzal. And don't think that he didn't see what would become of this child. He definitely knew what would become of this child. The afal pichin, he put his life on the line for the child. This is the part of Duma of Tzadikin, that they live in this place called Efer Parah, Anechi Afer Ve'efer, that like Avram put his life on the line for the people of Stein, Pashut, for Lot. That's the Madrega, which is a secret that Tzadikim are chalishing for. Like the Shechina does for Klal Yisrael. This is the secret of Parah Duma. Understand what it means another Jew and what to do for another Jew. Shalavayim should be zeichet to such things.